Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Groundhog's Day. Sunday, February 2nd. What game would you like to see again? We redo everything on this Groundhog's Day. Listening to Buddy Holly here, two things come to mind. One is, every time you see a picture of him, of course, back then it was 59 is when he was lost, but he looked older than 22 because of those glasses they wore back then. But he was 22 years old. And today was the day in 59 that he sang that song for the last time. Did the concert in, I want to say, Cedar Lake, Iowa.
Okay.
And he, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson got on the plane. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
J.P. Richardson, of course, known as the Big Bopper.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, today, and of course, the day was known as the day the music died because of that famous crash. But, you know, Buddy Holly, one of the few that did his own songs. I mean, you're coming up at a time when not many singers are. Elvis was singing everybody else's song.
Right.
Songs back then. But, yeah, so I want to throw some Buddy Holly on there and rest in peace to them three. Okay, let's not forget the pilot, too. Obviously, I think his name was Roger Peterson. So, anyway, on this Sunday, February 2nd, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get back to the massive trade that happened last night. Anthony Davis, now
in case you missed it.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, member of the Dallas Mavericks, who, by the way, has been hurt, which he was hurt. He was sitting on the bench. He'd done something to his mid. I don't have the exact reason for it, but I watched the game where he was grabbing his midsection, his stomach, and then, he's been out for the last little bit, which makes you think about the movie Friday.
Why is that?
Because one of the ongoing themes throughout that movie, if you remember, was how you get fired on your day off. How you get traded on your day off while you're injured. Anyway, so we're going to get back to that. Alan Alexander's going to talk NASCAR with us. And a special guest, by the way, I should mention, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll let you talk about that and where you were last night. But now,
yes,
it is time to turn things over to Noel.
Very much.
Find out what is going on.
Looking forward to this.
Ears of hers.
Yeah, now.
Pretty ears.
What you got?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a movie last week that I hadn't seen, I know, in like 25 years.
Whoa.
And there were a lot of, great moments and moments that were recontextualized to me now that I'm older and understand more things. But also, it reminded me why I am the optimistic fan that I am.
And why is that?
Because hope springs eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think I know where she's going. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, dear.
So there is a 1994 movie I've not seen in years that used to be my absolute favorite, and it is Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Angels in the Outfield. And now, when I watched it as a kid, I didn't quite, understand the entire plot. You know, there was angels, they was moving stuff, they were winning baseball games. It was fun. Yay, baseball. And then I'm watching it in today's mind. And as soon as I heard,
Dad, when are we going to be a family again?
From where I'm sitting, I'd say when the angels win the pennant.
And I said, oh, that's how we got here.
Was that Tony Danza? Or was that, who's that?
That's not Tony Danza, but he is in the movie.
Tony Danza is the
washed up pitcher.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Who the Angels carry to the end of the season.
Okay, okay. So who was that?
That's the deadbeat dad.
Who?
That's the deadbeat dad that left the kid at the foster home.
This
is all the stuff I didn't realize at 8.
Okay, okay.
We had a dad that we didn't live with. We was in a foster home.
Oh, look at you.
I just thought, it was two kids hanging out and they had a good time and, it was baseball shenanigans when I was younger. Now I'm like, a lot of this makes a lot more sense. But the most important part is, even though the dad, that was a throwaway line from the dad to tell him I'm not coming back, he held on to that hope, and that hope propel the California Angels to a World Series win.
All right.
Now, yes, there's a lot of fantasy there, but
absolutely,
yeah, really.
That's why I call it a movie.
It's the best Hollywood has to offer, but it's also the best of what fandom is, in my opinion. Like, right. What is the point in being a fan if there is no hope or joy? Like before this scene that I played, the dad comes in and he runs in and sees his dad, and he was like, "Oh, I was at the Angels game." And he was like, you know, this is back when you let your kids bike all over the city.
Right.
You know, the opening right. scene is them biking home from the Angels Stadium.
Yeah, that was
and I was
me.
Like, ooh, how times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, oh, it must run in the family. Family loves losers. And I'm like, but you're when you're a fan, it doesn't matter if they win or lose. You're just a fan of the team and the game. Now, you want them to be, you know, better when they do lose or all those things. But the whole point is to cheer for them to be better and really cheer when they are better.
See, that's where she got instilled the youthful optimism that goes along with being
You're
a
seeing
child.
It, Greg. You're seeing it.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
So they knew what they were doing there. And it stayed with her all this time. You never forget your first. I don't care what it is. The first time you found that jubilance. I don't know if that's the real word, but yeah. No, I'm with you. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, yeah, because I'm realizing. I'm like, oh, I was always a little super sports head, and this is where my fandom comes from. Clearly, now I'm older now,
right.
So there's a lot more.
Now you're paying bills and you get cynical.
Well, there's a lot more pragmatism, right, in my fandom, but I still try to maintain some of this youthful exuberance. So that was fun to realize. Like, oh, the Angels in the outfield is responsible for this. But also, the only reason we even got to this movie is because a friend of mine was looking up. She was looking up something, and Los Angeles Angels came up, and she thought it was a made up team. She thought Disney made this team up for the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Did they not do that for the Ducks first, or did the Ducks come first and then the movie?
I want to say the movie and then the Ducks.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, because they bought the Angels and then they created the Ducks and then made a whole thing and tried to make Anaheim a thing.
Then they put what you call it? Was it not Charlie Sheen, his brother?
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
All right. But go ahead. I'm with you.
So that youthful exuberance was fun, but then it was also fun to see all of the people that were in the film that, one, I didn't realize that was there because I was like 8 or 9, 10, 11. And two, they weren't anybody then yet, like Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Is in this movie.
Matthew
McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Is in this movie.
In this movie, right?
Neil McDonald is in this movie. And this is like the goofiest you see Neil McDonald. Every time I see Neil McDonald after that, I swear he's like holding a gun to someone's head. But in this movie, he is the goofiest guy you could. For Stoney Jackson is in. I was like, I forgot Stoney Jackson was in this movie.
Wow.
Danny Glover was excellent in it.
Yep.
But I also thought it was funny that Danny Glover was in the movie for the same reason you hear people like Justin Timberlake that say these animated kids movies, which was, well, my daughter was about 10, so I wanted to make something she could watch. And I'm like, that's always when we get the good stars. When their kids get about our age, it's like, yeah, I want to be able to take them to the premiere. So let me take some of the cussing out. And
Make a
movie I can take my kids.
Be a little more.
No, but I'm just picturing that meeting that took place. All right, we got to get the cussing out.
I can see Danny Glover with his agent, like, you know, I got to find something. You know, I'm too old for this. I got to find something without all this cussing and all this gunplay.
I got a problem with that dude anyway.
I
got a personal problem with that dude.
Okay.
I'm going to step on your toe. He just big time me just because I was standing and he won't talk to Ralph Sampson and acted like I was Benson or something.
Well, you've been playing that role.
You need to stop that right now. You need to stop right now. We ain't got time to talk about that right now. Anyway, go ahead, Noel. I'm gonna tell everybody about you eating chicken. Put my business out.
But the main point was, it was such a fun trip down memory lane. Like, we all have those movies that we used to love and we put away in the closet. Because apparently this didn't do very well for Disney, so Disney, like, you know, threw this in a corner somewhere. Those ones that was hard to get your hands on or even see on TV, apparently. But, or even, like,
We went straight to Blockbuster, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, it came to theater, but it didn't do the numbers it wanted it to do. But and I could only, I saw it because they put it up a couple months ago for its 30th anniversary. Disney Plus didn't even have it up at first.
Mm.
I was like, see how y'all do? This is a classic right here. As soon as it came on, I started remembering stuff. The little kid said, it could happen. And I was like, wasn't this his catchphrase throughout the movie?
I didn't see it. And you
heard it about 15 times. Now, I give them credit. They wrote it in a way to where it made sense, where you didn't get sick of it. But you heard it about 15 times. It could happen.
My thing is, why isn't that as beloved? The way she described that,
right.
If you didn't know the difference, why is that one not as beloved as one that is same kind of thing, whereas, you know, kids playing baseball, and that one is beloved, but they had a bunch of knuckleheads, and that was Bad News.
Bad News
Bears, right? And you got the alcoholic for the coach and all of that. That movie is beloved. So, again, it's just... So that's it? That's just that stroll down memory lane?
Yes, and I forgot to mention one other actress that was in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of predominantly, the Pine Sol lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Whoa.
And the fact that we don't know her name.
I have no idea what her name is. We know those commercials, right?
Yep.
There's a scene where they first get to the ballpark legally, because at first they were hanging out in the tree. Using the binoculars to see the guy. I said, this is stuff you can't do today.
You know?
There's not a tree near a ballpark anymore now. But this was the first time legally getting in the ballpark and directly behind him. And I'm like, is that the Pine Sol lady?
That's right. She is in that movie.
She even had a line.
I mean, she's getting residuals.
Yeah, exactly.
She's getting herself a check.
Very much.
I just sent some mailbox money her way.
Go ahead.
No, mine's nonsensical. So you were.
No, I'm just saying. You're saying Hope Springs Eternal. What timing? As baseball players get ready to go to training camp, as we have a great return of a player for Atlanta United, as we see these great acquisitions for the Atlanta Dream, you know, right? What you're saying is kind of a great time for the news that we're having here in the recent days, right?
Right, and in the aspect of what we saw earlier this morning and just a couple hours ago, anything can happen. I mean, you know, Angels in the outfield does sound completely ridiculous, but that trade was so ridiculous, everybody shook their phone and restarted it and force-closed all the apps and went online to ESPN.com to make sure it was real. So anything can happen. It could happen.
Yes. Yeah, it happened last night.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
That was Noel's world.
Or rather, how he ended the movie, because he got the last line in the movie. I knew it could happen.
Look at that.
See?
I thought of you as you were telling that story and going back. I thought of you yesterday. I was bopping around, and they were talking to Eddie Murphy in this little TikTok thing, and he was talking about this documentary that's coming out about his life.
Ooh.
Right. There's somebody putting together a documentary on Eddie. But they were talking about what's around the corner for him, and he's getting ready to join up with Ben and do another Shrek 5. And I know how you love
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep. See, so.
Cameron Diaz is trying to, you know, make her way back into the acting world a little bit, too. Yeah.
Is she going to be a part of
that? She's been a little more visible, so I can see her signing up, too.
Okay.
He's going to do everything but that stand-up, huh?
Yeah.
He doesn't have, you have to go out on the road for a while, and he's got too many movie commitments. There was a minute
he stacks them up because I'm just saying, he's going to do everything but that stand up.
You see,
it's been out there for him for how long now?
Right, but
you can't be, you can't go back and look at Raw and go back and look at.
Oh, I understand.
You can't do that today.
I understand. No, he can't do that today, but everybody else has evolved.
I mean, recite none of it. You can't do it today.
No, but I mean, comedians are working right now because, you know, for a minute there,
that's right. They are back.
But comedians are back.
Right.
And so
but he don't have to.
You know, no, he don't have to, but I'm just it's just for the people.
Yeah, for the people.
It's just been out there. And you wonder, like, you know, there's an offer on the table for him whenever he wants to do it. And
you ever see Seinfeld's comedian getting coffee with comedians in cars or however?
Oh, yeah.
The one with him and Eddie Murphy. Seinfeld literally says to him, you know, you're driving people crazy by not getting back out there and doing stand up. He literally says it to him while they're, and Eddie's like,
and Eddie
giggles. You know, yeah, he's like, this is a process. You have to go out and go on the road and all that sort of stuff. And as opposed to that, and hoping that he nails it on stage or HBO special or whatever, he got umpteen movies. And I say I understand this because we all know how many kids Eddie Murphy got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They get ready. There's a whole bunch of them still ready to go to college that are still coming up. So I could see why he would, you know, put the stand-up off on the back burner. He got a new little one, right, that's like not even 10.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know how old the kid, but I know he just had one with his latest wife. and they have a young one. So, yeah, I can understand why he wouldn't do that. So, anyway, that was a good one. That was a good – I ain't thought about Angels in the outfield, yeah, in a while.
Yeah.
Me neither.
They always put these teams outfield and never won. Like Billy Ball, that was supposed to be something.
Oh, and I didn't know it was a remake. Did y'all know it was a 51
yes,
remake?
Yes, I did. Yes,
I did.
I did
not know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the star of that
one. The
original
team was the Pirates.
I forgot it was the Pirates. But I do know that there was an Angels in the outfield. That's actually a good – an interesting watch. All right, as we sit here on this Groundhog's Day, you going to watch that movie? Is that a mic drop for you? I mean, not a mic drop, a remote drop.
It'll be somewhere today, a lot of places.
No, but do you like the movie?
The movie, yeah, oh, sure.
Bill, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to stop and watching it. As long as they didn't want to know it was on commercials. I don't want to see that. Moving into the 8 o'clock hour, got Adam Alexander. We haven't talked to Adam since he got his new position.
Assignments.
Assignments. Yeah, that's right. There's an S on that.
Yes.
So we're going to talk to Adam coming
Looking
up.
Looking forward to that.
Got a fresh casting call for you. There is money flying through the air. Going to talk about that. But up next, going to talk about the big trade that happened. Anthony Davis to the Dallas Mavericks. And they are giving up superstar Luka Doncic going to the Lakers. How it happened.
And nobody knew it was coming.
Nobody knew it was
coming. It's a fever dream.
So we will. People are waking up right now going, huh? Making a lot of Scooby-Doo noises and cocking their head. We'll give you our thoughts on that coming up next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.